You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Hot damn, wakey wakey. 4 minutes past six and hot damn is the word of the day. It is hot.
Yes, Simo, it's going to be a warm day today. Make sure you stay inside in aircon as much as you can. Stay in shade and drink plenty of water. A bit of a sleepless night last night for me with the weather.
Oh, no.
You know, I need a perfect climate to fall asleep.
Well, I got a bit distracted during the weather there because there's a dude in Perth who managed to cook a pot roast in his car. Did you see that?
No.
All right, well, we'll go through it this morning. Niall Horan first to kick things off. Nice to meet you. Feeling good this morning, Jordan?
Take
a nap.
I'm definitely not feeling cold.
A bit more beauty sleep required.
All right.
See you with Santa is coming for us. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning. And we have been discussing the various meals that happen around December when you catch up with all the fam bam.
Yeah, well, traditional Christmas lunch dictates what? Turkey, maybe ham, maybe even seafood?
Yes. How about a pork roast? Would that go astray?
Well, I mean, I obviously wouldn't say no because pork roast is delicious.
You wouldn't even say no to it this morning, right? Snow FM breakfast.
Oh, I mean, if you've got one on you. Do you have one on you?
I don't, but it turns out it might be easier to get one cooked than you think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Stu in Australia here, and he figured, well, considering it's so hot, why don't I just do a bit of cooking inside a car?
Right.
So we mentioned the age-old thing where, you know, the dumb thing is to toss an egg out the window on the pavement and watch it fry on the sidewalk.
Yeah, don't throw eggs out the window of your car, by the way. Just no. If you are going to do that, just crack an egg. On the sidewalk.
Do it on your own driveway?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you get into trouble.
Exactly.
But Stu, he managed to cook a 1.5 kilogram pork roast in his car when the temperatures in Perth nudged 40 degrees. So in Canberra, it's going to be 40 degrees today. Where he cooked the pork was inside an old Datsun ute.
So this wasn't like inside an oven, inside a car. It was just purely on the dashboard of the car.
That's right, on the passenger side seat.
I see. Did he do any like roast potatoes or anything with it?
No, it doesn't say. Well, no comment from him about that.
Bit disappointed.
I think it's just the pork roast. Apparently the temperature in the car reached 81 degrees.
81 degrees.
That day. So after 10 hours of cooking, the roast was all ready to rumble. Here's him placing the roast down on the passenger side seat.
Can we end 40s? As I open the oven door and pop you in the oven.
The oven door sounds real good.
And I'll see you at about 5 o'clock. Bon appetit.
You need to get that door fixed, mate. Well, if every time you're cooking lunch, you have to make that noise twice as you open and close.
I think he's had that thought because I think the car's just obviously sitting out in a paddock somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's going to be hot in there. I don't need to drive anywhere in that. It's not going to go anywhere. You know what? Let's test this out.
But if he did have to drive in it perhaps the next day, it would smell. You know how you have new car smell?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that car has roast pork smell?
Yeah, probably. Bit of crackling
yeah. Smell? That would be nice.
Are you a crackling man or are you... Well, so you prefer, like, out of pork or the crackling, which one are you hitting first? Like,
oh, crackling.
Crackling every time?
100%.
Push my luck. The chain smokers, stay cool today. 21 minutes past. Camila Cabello trumpeting her way through Thursday. 17 minutes on the way to 7. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. And Snow FM breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru.
And Simo, we're talking weird things that you've bought online.
This is where you definitely come to the fore.
As you know, this is my domain.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're the big digital boss. I think you're part internet, aren't you?
I think so, something like that. At my house, we do have a life-size cardboard cutout of Borat. Other weird things as well.
Whatever adds colour to your life, I guess. Go for it.
But Simo, I don't have one of these, at least for now.
Okay.
A dad in the UK is going viral because he wanted to buy an inflatable Santa for his house for his Christmas lights decoration.
Right on, yeah.
Just something maybe life-size or a bit smaller.
Okay.
However, he didn't read the fine print.
You always got to do that.
Quite right.
Apart from any of the terms and conditions that pop up at you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, side note. Does anyone read terms and conditions?
Nope.
Does anyone have like 3 months to do legal reading before they buy like an audio book or something like that?
Exactly. No one does.
No one does.
It's not a thing.
No, I'm slightly worried that like one website will just rock up in a couple of years' time and say, we own your car now.
But
when you agreed to give it to us when you bought this thing.
When it comes to inflatable things, you really should read them, right?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, inflatable
That's
things.
That's the one thing.
And if there's any, the size that it would be
yeah.
is a very important thing to read and Always to check up on.
Check your fine print on inflatable objects. The rest of them you don't need to worry about.
So, Simo, this Santa Claus arrived at this guy's house.
Yeah.
Decided to pump it up.
Right.
And realised that it was a bit too large. not just for his house, not for his garden, but just too large for, well, anyone really. This Santa was two stories high.
Oh, hell, was it wide?
So, yeah, 25 feet high.
Okay, yeah.
The equal amount wide.
Mm.
And is now kind of just resting on his house.
25 feet, that's a lot of human beings.
Because, yeah, there's nowhere else for it to go.
That's how I measure things. Human beings stacked on top of one another, that's a lot of 6 foot dudes.
Well, how many? So, assuming six.
There's about four. Four 6 footers.
Four and one baby.
Yeah, stacked on top of one another. That's a big inflatable Santa.
I know, it's a huge thing, Simo, there. I've got the photo. Bob, head on over to the Snow FM Instagram, by the way, if you want to see the photo. It is up there.
Mm.
But Simo, there is the picture of the giant inflatable Santa out the front of his house.
Gold. Oh, dear. Oh, he's a nightclub owner as well.
Yes, I know. I was going to mention that.
So,
I mean, just pop it at the nightclub.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rock up to a nightclub if it had a 25-foot high inflatable Santa on it.
Yeah, exactly. Take advantage of the situation that you've found yourself in there.
Exactly. But, Simo, I'm throwing the phone lines open today. 64572977. What is the weirdest thing that you have bought online? Or you can head on over to the Snow FM Instagram and comment there.
Righto.
But what is the weirdest thing you've bought online? We've been through my weird purchases in the past.
Yeah.
Simo, you are yet to break your purchasing online duck.
That's right.
So perhaps, I don't know, is a giant 25-foot-tall inflatable Santa something that would soon be making an appearance at your house?
No, that's exactly the kind of behaviour of why I don't shop online and why I shop in local businesses, because I can see at what I'm doing.
I mean, yeah.
Whether it's, you know...
You raise a good point.
Yeah. I'm worried for him a bit. What is his name? Matty?
Yeah.
Matty, he's a nightclub owner and he's purchased something without reading the fine print. I wonder what his business is like. There's probably all kinds of random... Like, everything... Nothing would be the correct size in his nightclub.
I mean, not going to lie, genius marketing idea for a nightclub.
Lean on me. Illy and Robinson, Lean on Me, Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Thursday. And Star Wars is the name of the game.
Yeah, well, Simo, the new Star Wars movie is officially out now. There was a midnight screening last night.
Yeah.
I must admit that me and you didn't go to that.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, did you go?
No, but I am very passionate about the Star Wars franchise, and I thought, considering you've never seen one, is that right?
Never seen a single Star Wars movie.
I figured we'd get someone who is very passionate about the Star Wars world,
you know,
universe.
Just quickly, this will tell you how little I know about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Until a couple of months ago, I thought the character was called Dark Vader.
Really?
Not Darth Vader.
Okay, someone's screaming on the other end of the phone right now. Mooney from Cooma, good morning.
Good morning, Zimo. Mooney from Cooma here. Thanks for having me back. And what a great day to be on the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been up for, is it 24 hours straight?
Yeah, that's right.
He's been keen for the, so you went and saw Star Wars this morning, technically?
Yes, I certainly did. I've actually had the past 3 days off to watch all other 10 Star Wars movies in the lead up to this one. And then, yes, I was at midnight premiere last night. Finished about 3 a.m. Came straight into the office to write a review, and now I'm here.
Oh, mate. Well, like, what would you say to Jordan, considering he's never seen any Star Wars at all? Where should he dip his toe in the water?
All right, well, Jordan, I will say this, that no movie is for everyone, but Star Wars as a whole is for more people than any other movie that I've ever seen. I feel like there really can be something for almost everyone in there. So I think it's worth giving a go, seeing if you identify with some of the characters or some of the locations or the stories. Just watch all of them and see how you go. But if you do watch them for the first time, I hardly recommend chronological order, which means, here we go, episode 1, 2, 3, Solo, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There you go. See? Easy.
I kind of feel bad now that I haven't seen any of them. You're making me feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. No, I'm very adamant that I don't want people to feel bad because they haven't seen them before. The fandom needs more positivity and encouragement. and saying, hey, I really think you'll enjoy this movie, but I don't hold it against you if you haven't seen it yet.
Now,
for all of our sakes, I hope you get the chance one day.
It's obvious that you might be even more into it than most, Mooney. So last night at the premiere, did you do a bit of dress up, a bit of cosplay?
Absolutely. I made my Kylo Ren robes from scratch about, would have been 4 years ago now, for the Force Awakens premiere, and I've taken it to every movie since.
Okay, so
and
for
it's
those
still holding up.
So for those that aren't familiar with a Kylo Ren, Kylo Ren outfit,
what's it? Kylo Red,
that's,
is that the right? Okay.
Kylo Ren, that's Ren. Right.
Oh, Kylo Ren.
He's been up for 24 hours, yep. Mate. Careful.
All right.
He'll be testy.
I know. This is, if I say the wrong thing, the whole world could end.
What are the robes?
Pardon?
What are the Kylo Ren robes?
Oh, so Kylo is a dark warrior, an evil force wielder.
Yeah.
And therefore all of his clothes are usually all in black.
Oh.
And there's three layers of it.
There
and,
you go.
Of course, in the first movie, he spends a lot of time on an ice planet. So his clothes are pretty well equipped for an ice planet, but not bloody 40 degrees. So, as you can imagine, it gets pretty sweaty under three layers of thick black robes.
Well, now that I know that Kylo Red, or whatever his name was, spends the first movie on an ice planet, does that mean I don't have to watch that? I can skip that one, or...?
Oh, no, that one's essential. I mean...
Oh, okay.
I consider all of them essential, of course, but I don't think it's a spoiler to say, yes, there are some ice planets involved. Desert planets, too.
The Star Wars man himself, Mooney from Cooma, 24 hours awake straight. You should probably go get some sleep, I reckon.
Yep, I think I will. Hope you guys have fun and get to see the movie soon.
Hey, Mooney, just before you go, without giving any spoilers away, obviously, out of 10, what do you rate this new movie?
Can I give it a rating out of 9 instead, because it's episode 9?
Go ahead.
I give it a 9 out of 9.
Perfect.
Mooney, cheers for joining us.
Thank you.
Disclosure and Lord Magnet's Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out 19 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock and the time is nigh.
Yes, Simo, it is officially time for the mailbox.
Yes, indeed. So let's open her up. Is it okay now?
Yes. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my message. So read it, maybe.
We shall read it. And the first one we have is from a Jackson in Berridale. Morning, Jackson. It says, what do you guys think of garden gnomes?
Garden gnomes, they have their place in society.
Right. Never had any kind of issue with a garden gnome?
What issues can you have with a garden gnome?
Because don't they get pinched quite a bit? And
oh,
taken
I see.
Around
sorry.
The world
sorry,
and...
I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, no, I got punched by a garden gnome or something like that.
Nifty the garden gnome.
Can't
stand him.
No, I can't say that I've had a garden gnome be pinched.
I have maybe partaken in a gnome.
Oh!
I've taken. He's actually got his own Facebook page still, I think.
Was it interstate?
Yep.
And a couple of years ago?
Yep.
All right, statute of limitations is gone. Tell us the story.
So front yard of my, actually not Oma, but on the other side of my family, took the garden gnome.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on a trip along the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
So from Adelaide through the Great Ocean Road there to Melbourne, taking photos of the garden gnome at every place that we stopped and then sent them back to my grandma. She still hasn't forgiven me.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be seeing her this Christmas, not looking forward to it.
So did you return the gnome?
Yeah, he's back now. He's a bit weathered.
He's had a big journey.
Yeah, so we did, his skull did cave in.
Did you accidentally drop him?
He did get dropped. that wasn't a popular boy coming back because we did glue him back together, but it just wasn't quite the same.
Did you just like use a glue stick like you have in primary school?
But hey, you know, that's what a well-traveled gnome looks like. He's been places.
With a smashed head.
Yeah, but you know, he's had experiences, so... Mm.
Do not steal gnomes is what we advocate.
Oh no, don't do that.
Yeah, do not do what Simo did.
That's what we think of garden gnomes, Jackson.
Yeah.
So cheers for that. Also one here from Lily, little Lily in Jindy. She actually writes to us every week. This one's good. If you were a crayon, now I haven't used crayons in a while, what colour would you be and why? That's from Lily in Jindy.
I'm just trying to think of the last time I did actually use a crayon.
Yeah, crayon, any particular colour? Lilac, you'd be a lilac.
What's lilac?
It's like a purple, colour of royalty.
Yeah, I'd go lilac.
Same colour of the school you went to, right? It was purple blazers?
Yes, I did go to school interstate, Simo, and yes, we did have to wear bright purple blazers.
So I reckon
purple's my colour.
Yeah, purple crown for you.
Yeah, I'd go with lilac. What colour would you be?
Yellow.
Why? Because you're a Simpsons fan?
Yeah, yellow and I don't know. I think it's very unassuming. You know how yellow, sometimes you can't quite, you might just think the paper's off colour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're trying to portray something you're not.
No, just yellow. It's a bright, happy colour. It's very unassuming. Just goes about, does its thing.
Just like Simo.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it says on your Tinder profile? Yeah. Very unassuming, just going around doing its thing.
I'm a yellow crown. What else we got here? One from Lawrence in Cooma. This is coming this morning. Can you tell Travis he forgot his lunch? Sure.
All right, Travis.
Travis.
You've forgotten your lunch.
Quick word, mate. Go home, turn around, grab your lunch.
What time did that message come in? Do
about,
we know?
What time is it now? So about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. So he's still probably got time to go back. I was thinking 6 o'clock. I'm like, no, it's too late. Just buy lunch, Travis.
So Lawrence, I don't know if you made Travis's lunch. If you did.
I mean, yeah, but maybe texting or calling Travis directly may work better.
I'm glad we could help.
Yeah, I mean, if we can, we can.
There you go. And one, have we got a couple more? One more here from Alex in Cooma. Oh, here you go. Another Star Wars fan. Obviously, the midnight screening happened.
Yes.
If you were a Star Wars character, Jordan, who would you be and why?
Who was the... We just had a chat to Mooney, who went and saw the midnight screening.
That's right, yeah.
Last night. What? Carly Rae Jepsen? No, what was the character he said? Carly Red.
Yeah, you'd be good at Carly Rae.
I'd be Carly Rae Jepsen, just in Star Wars, just in the background. Just Darth Vader's got a poster of Carly Rae Jepsen on his bedroom wall.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. I'm a Sith, so call me maybe.
Yeah, that works.
All right. We also got one here. This one. Oh, Lily's hit us up twice this week. Lily from Jindy. Another one here from her, which says, what's your favourite flavour ice cream?
You can't go wrong with chocolate.
I had green tea, I think it was.
Was this green tea ice cream or just green tea?
No, it was like a green tea, like a mint... Tea ice cream.
How
very
was it?
Bizarre.
Good, bad?
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
You're going to have to eat more.
I'm still conflicted.
Actually, now I think about it, that's how I'm not sure how I feel about chocolate ice cream. I'm just going to have to eat a lot of it just to see how I feel.
We'll get back to you on that one, Lily.
Hey, hey, you, I just sent a message.
No way, did you even see it?
Hey, hey, you should go and read it.
Okay.
Dua Lipa throwing back to her new rules this morning, Snow FM Breakfast. 8 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
And Simo, 8 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock every Thursday. It's a bit of a family time on the show for you.
Hey, it's the time of year as well.
Exactly.
Welcome the family in. Always give them a call. If you haven't called your mother or your grandparents lately, do it now.
Well, I must admit, I haven't done it today, but that's probably because they're still sleeping.
Yes. Well, we've woken my Oma up. Good morning, Oma. How are you?
Good morning, boys, and a very happy second day of Hanukkah to the both of you.
Oh, thank you, Omar. Hey, I tell you what, the brand new Star Wars movie was released last night. How are you, a Star Wars fan?
Oh, yes. I had no idea that Rey was so in love with Jar Jar Binks.
Spoiler alert.
Twist.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Jar Jar Binks, he is not in this film, I reckon.
It was just a joke. It was having a joke with you boys.
It's okay, Omar. Jordan's never seen a Star Wars film in his life, so he's talking out his
butt. I don't know who Jar Jar Binks is, so it's fine.
I think Mr. Spock is in this movie. That's very exciting.
Are you ready to... well, it is Omar's Jar Jar Bin night, so are you ready to... to empty the bins?
I'm happy to do it, provided you never make that joke ever again.
Thank you.
Cause
you alrighty, let's go through the news of the week. Chuck it in the recycling or the bin. Go for it, Jordan. Get
all right,
it started.
So, Omar, we will read the headline. If you want to hear it again, we'll say recycling. If it's rubbish, say rubbish, and we will throw it out, never to be spoken about again. Omar, are you ready for the first headline?
Yes.
New toilet design forces workers to spend less time on the loo.
Ding ding ding. Oh, recycle.
Straight in there.
Omar, fantastic. Well, this is a story of a brand new toilet design. The toilet is sloped slightly towards the ground, so it forces you can't sit on it for maybe more than 5 minutes or so. And bosses are installing this in their offices to stop employees just going and sitting in the bathroom just on their phones, wasting time.
Oh, very sneaky. Maybe I could get one of those for Opa.
He does spend a lot of time in there, Omar. Have you checked on him when he's been going in there lately?
He just loves the throne, I think. It's all the cabbage, Simon. You know what it's like for his belly.
Cause you're... Moving on. loose dog causes chaos during bicycle race in Belgium.
Trash. Check that out.
All right. Airport builds Christmas tree out of confiscated items.
Trash.
Oh,
hello, Opa. Yeah.
Hello, boy.
he's done from the toilet. Should we go have another one, Simo?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Luxury hotel guests stealing mattresses from hotels.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding. Oh. So comfy.
There she is. She's in.
Yeah, well, so this is a story about apparently if you stay at a five-star hotel, you're more likely to steal expensive things like televisions, coffee machines, and mattresses. Oma, have you ever stolen anything from a hotel room?
Oh, no. Oma is a good girl. She would never steal anything unless it's from the rations.
You've got to be careful because she'll turn on you at any point.
Well, Oma, if you were going to steal a mattress from a hotel room, how would you do it?
Oh, very simple. I would simply get Opa to take off his back brace. We put the mattress in the back brace and we spread it back to his shoulders.
There you go. That's how, we obviously don't advocate stealing.
Sounds simple to me.
But if you were going to do it, that's how. All right, Simo, I got one more story to go.
Alrighty.
Son dresses up as mum in failed bid to take her driving test.
Recycle.
All right, recycling it. Go for it.
I thought you might like this one, Omar. So this is the story of a 53-year-old son dressing up as his older mother to take the driving test. The mother had tried a couple of times. Driving test hadn't gone well. So he dressed up as the mother in order to take the driving test. However, it became pretty obvious pretty quickly that this was not the actual mother, but the son in disguise. Hey, Omar, has Simo ever dressed up as you?
Wow, no.
Only for his 18th birthday party.
Actually, I did that.
So what happened at the 18th birthday party?
Well, he called it Omapalooza, and everybody who came to the party had to dress up as Oma or Opa. So all four guests had a real blast.
Omapalooza, I like that name.
Yeah, Opacella's coming up relatively soon.
I'm disappointed I didn't get an invite to Opacella.
We don't send out invites, we send digital ones. That's We're very right. eco-conscious.
Yeah. So
fair enough.
Got to make sure we keep the focus where it belongs.
Hey, Omar, what's the catering going to be like at Opacella?
At Opacella, we're going to concentrate only on lots of cabbage and beetroot-based soups. You know, a good cleanse, very Kim Kardashian West style.
Sounds delicious.
Oma and Opa, thanks for joining us this morning. We know that around December you like to sleep in a bit more, so thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my voice to speak to you in the morning, it makes my heart smile.
And we should say, of course, Merry Christmas. This is the last time we'll speak to you before Christmas, so a big Merry Christmas to you and Opa.
And to your boys, and to all of these people celebrating Hanukkah out there on this second day, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Bye, Oma.
Bye, boys.
Liam Payne, Live Forever on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out for you Thursday.
And Simo, it's time to look back and reminisce a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost the end of the year and almost the end of the decade, almost the end of the 2010s.
So what did we decide on? Are you going 2020 or are you going 2020?
I don't know.
I'm a 2020 all the way.
Let's worry about that next year.
Yeah.
And Simo, for now, let's look back at some of the trends that happened in this decade, some of the pop culture trends.
Mm.
We did a couple yesterday. We got so many more to get through. So, you know, let's get started.
All right, here's number one. What does the fox say? Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember this?
I do. Oh, yuck.
No, go on. What the fox say? This is one of the... I went viral. I think it's had, like, almost a billion views on YouTube or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bizarre. Happy, happy, happy,
happy, it's kind of catchy and it gets stuck in your head.
What were people thinking, I ask you?
I don't know. That's I think they're the Norwegian or the Scandinavian comedy duo, Ylvis.
They do things differently up there.
Release this song saying, what does the fox say?
I'm still not sure exactly.
I mean, no. Chasing mice and digging holes. It's kind of catchy.
Righto.
So, Samo, yes or no, bringing that back,
that
wondering what the fox
that
says.
Is a hell no.
No, big
Leave
no to that one.
Leave that where it was.
All right, Samo, what about this next one? I have a feeling you will also say no.
Now to the new craze that has some people stiffening their bodies and others just scratching their heads. But police are warning about the risks of planking after a man was charged for striking the pose on a police car.
Do you remember planking?
I plank every day.
This must be the stupidest craze that hit us in the 2010s. Planking, we're not talking about the gym form of planking.
Well, we kind of are.
That you do when you... Well, we're not, because like, what planking is that when you kind of rest on your foreheads and on your forearms in the gym?
Yeah.
That is what it is. But this form of planking is when you just lie straight on your stomach with your hands by your side, just in a weird space.
I think Australia was responsible for this one as well. I think it started here.
Yeah.
So I have to say, if we're going to pick one to keep, I think we keep the planking just really? So that Australia's on the map.
Yeah. Just maybe not on police cars.
No.
As we kind of heard then.
I mean, pick your spots. But no, it's harmless. If you get your permission from a policeman to do it on the car, why not?
Did you ever do a plank anywhere?
No.
No, I didn't either.
No, but
we're such joy kills, aren't we?
But I'm happy that people were out there enjoying themselves. Like, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I want us to keep it, but it's not something I'm going
to
do.
So, Simo, you're happy to bring planking back in the year 2020? Interesting.
Back.
All right, number three. Now, Simo, I said that I was thought that you were going to say no to this one with planking, and you ended up saying yes.
Yep.
I am 100% sure you'll say no to this one.
Okay. It's Friday. Oh, yeah.
It's Rebecca Black.
Yeah, Rebecca Black.
I think one of the worst songs ever.
I do have to say, though, I didn't know about the thing that you can do outside of the car as a driver. Not that you should, but you know how she does the wave with her hand as she, in the video clip?
I must admit, I haven't watched the video clip.
So in the video clip, she hops into a convertible car.
Yeah.
And so have you ever done that where you can use your arm outside the side window?
Oh, yeah.
And
I
then, like, deal with the breeze by making, like, a wave-type kind of motion.
Yeah, sort of pretend that you're sort of what aeroplane wings do.
Yeah.
Kind of, if you lift your arm slightly upwards, the wind will go under and push you up, whereas if you put it down, it'll push you down, that type thing.
I have to be honest, Rebecca Black taught me that. I wasn't aware of it.
Also, Mo, there was something else that I wanted to bring up in this song, and that is there's a rap version of, like, there's a...
No, there isn't.
No, like, no, sorry, not a rap version of this song, but in this song, there's, like, a verse that is a rap.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it here. So, yeah. have a listen to this.
All right. So chillin' in the front side, in the back seat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Come passing by, it's a school bus in front of me. Makes tick-tock, wanna scream. My time is Friday. Yeah, it's fire. We gonna have fun,
come on, y'all. Get rid of that, that's yes. Enough of that. But Simo, I've got the transcript of the rap here, if you'd like me to read it.
My ears are already bleeding,
and
so why not?
And it's the weird, and he's just saying random car and road-related words.
Nice. Give way here.
Here we go. So chilling in the front seat, I'm in the back seat. Doesn't make sense. I'm driving, cruising, fast lane, switching lanes, with my car on my side. Woo! Passing by a school bus in front of me. Makes tick-tock, want to scream. Check my time. It's Friday. It's the weekend. We're going to have fun. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, I mean, it's not good, especially the one that says, check my time. It's Friday. Like, watches do not tell you what day of the week it is. They can tell you it's 9 o'clock, but they can't tell you it's Friday.
No,
and especially he goes, it's Friday, it's a weekend. Friday is not a weekend.
That's
it
true.
It is almost the weekend. I will grant you that.
Yeah.
But it is not the weekend.
Oh, I understand.
So, Simo, Rebecca Black, Friday, are we bringing it back in the year 2020? Well, please say no.
Well, obviously we're not.
Okay, good.
Obviously.
Yes.
You leave that in its...
Very much so.
Yeah, you...
Go away.
Yeah, you just toss that away.
Mm.
Yeah, you look back on it in odd fond memory, but the rap side of things,
yeah,
you could probably, I think he's just put that together on a drive home one night.
No, well, someone else was driving, he just had a notepad looking out the window at things. Hang on, there's a school bus there. Okay, there, right, that stop sign. We have to go right, so we have to switch lanes. Brilliant, we'll pop that down. Seriously,
this is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.